The Enron scandal is giving paper shredding a bad reputation. Enron and its former accounting firm, Arthur Andersen and Company, have been criticized for shredding documents, documents which may have contained evidence of wrongdoing. In fact, document shredding itself is a legitimate industry, though its practitioners generally try to avoid publicity. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
If you want to visit Cherie and John Bartel's paper shredding business, you can't drive there. You won't find its address in the Yellow Pages, and they won't give you directions. When I went, they picked me up at a Dunkin' Donuts miles away from the warehouse in a suburb of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cherie Bartel says any good paper shredding business would do the same.
Very low-key to protect customers. We are shredding all their confidential data, so we take it to a secluded area that nobody knows where we are, and we shred it there.
When the Bartels started AllSafe Document Destruction Service, it was mainly banks and financial companies that were concerned about privacy. Now, 16 years later, they have all kinds of customers. Hospitals, manufacturers, insurers, private citizens, even a high-end tailor who doesn't want his client list to get out. To deal with all their new customers, they have tractor trailers to pick up the paper and bring it to a 30,000-square-foot warehouse. It's the size of a couple of Walmarts. Everything is large scale. Piles of paper two stories high. Men wheel around the place in Bobcat front loaders and a series of truck-sized clashing metal contraptions grind and shred the paper. Cherie Bartel.
We service 20 to 40 customers a day. Each customer might have from one box of paper to 100 boxes of paper to 400 boxes in a tractor trailer load.
Workers separate colored paper from white, stack 1,500-pound paper bales with forklifts, and push around locked waste cans. It's mostly manual labor, but to apply for work here, they have to go through a background check, a credit check, and a drug test. Workers have key cards that only let them in the building during their shift. Security cameras record everything that happens. Even the outside of the building is patrolled three times a day. The head of security, Mike Olson, says that's to make sure no small piece of paper gets out stuck to the bottom of someone's sneaker.
If any material gets out of here that has some type of confidential information, whether it's a name of somebody, a checking account number, a credit card number, addresses, phone numbers, if anything like that gets out, that subjects that person to some type of privacy invasion. We don't want that.
According to the FBI, identity theft is now widespread and getting worse. And new privacy laws allow citizens to sue businesses that let out personal information, even by mistake. And that information is everywhere. The doctor's office, the library, the grocery store, your employer, all keep a file of personal information. So many businesses now shred everything, says John Bartel, just to be sure.
This is doing 6 to 9 tons of paper per hour with no one standing there feeding it.
Which is why John and Cherie Bartel and the rest of the paper shredding industry are doing very well. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.